Blog Talk Radio. today is our turnaround. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to my wife, Barbara Smith, to all of the ministers, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, to the evangelism team, to the mothers, to the praise team, intercessors, to our youth, our men, our ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, oh God, let's move. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God that touched you and I this morning with his finger of love and awoken us, closed in our right mind, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Oh, glory be to God. But as we look around, everything is just and fitly into place on today for you and for I, because of his grace and his mercy toward us. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
It's well in my soul, Pastor Smith, this morning. And how are you? I'm quite sure your grace is well in your soul also.
Yes.
So first of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ. He's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every mother, and to each and every one tune in this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to your throne boldly in the name of Jesus, boldly to the throne of thanksgiving this morning. God, we thank you, God, for touching us this morning, God, breathing life in us to these bodies once more, God. We come to say thank you and give you the glory, God, because we realize you didn't have to do it, but you did it, God. Nothing that we did was so good and perfect, God, but with your love and your kindness, God, we thank you for a new day of mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We come to you this morning, God, with thanksgiving upon our hearts, God, and a praise upon our lips, God. We thank you for concealing us and protecting us all night long, God, and up to this point, God. You didn't let anything come in to hurt or harm us, God, but we were swimming. When you woke us up this morning, God, everything was in order, so we just say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, out of our standard of us. Oh, God, begin to shake us this morning, God, and let us get out of our comfort zone and begin to praise you and to magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that you touch every night, out of our say, God, every every mind in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Put our minds on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us lay in our sorrows, God. Oh, God, but we thank you for this new day of journey, God. Whatever our journey is, God, let us still begin to give you the praise and the glory. God, we thank you, God. We ask you that you come in this morning mighty, Lord, and have your way, God. Move us out the way, God. And you just come in, oh, God, and do whatever you have to do in my mind in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, about that. We speak peace in your atmosphere, God, today. We speak healing, God, oh, God. We speak strength in the mighty name of Jesus in this atmosphere, God. Because we pulling down every stronghold this morning. Stronghold can't hold us. Oh, God, because of the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We break every chain this morning off of mind. Break every chain, you said about Sando over the ears, God. Break every chain off of their hands and their feet, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God. God, have your way this morning, God. Have your way, God. Hey, glory be to God. God, we lift up every man of God and every woman of God. Let them come to the most shape. Strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out your truth like him. Like anything in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you are already done, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is this morning, God. On the way to out of us, God. Heal him in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to hold him in the palm of your hand, God. Continue to raise them up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For being hot, get up and come to the most shape. Women's of God and young men's of God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We lift up every sick doctor that it is, God. We ask that you hide them out, send them out. Oh, let them know that they are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Let us arise like never before, God. Turn the book and the Lord say around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, about Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hear the book and that. Yes, Lord, thank you for raising us up, God, as strong towers, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Stay there, God. Unmovable in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you, God. Give us traveling mercy, though I come to the most say, to and for in the vehicles, God. Shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. God, we realize, God, that you are going to have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Let us all arise. Let us arise and say, hey, hallelujah. Let us arise this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Have your way, God. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lift up every bow down head in the thunder of the in the mighty name of Jesus. Hold your head up. How about Sunday? It's nothing down but everything itself. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, encourage somebody. How about Sunday? This morning, God, that is down deep in the belly. How about Sunday? Oh, but encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Teach us, God, about coming to the most, God. Teach us, God, that you are already in control, God. Teach us, Lord, this morning, God, that this battle is already won. The battle is not ours, God, but it's yours. In the name of Jesus, God. Teach us, God, to bring everything. Lay it at the cross. Lay it down in the mighty name of Jesus. How about coming to the most? Every situation that you have, it's not too hard for God of us. But you got to give it to him. Give it to him. Don't pick it back up in the mighty name of Jesus. How about Sunday. Oh, God, I think God about say I raise up every single woman that is this morning, God. Hey, glory to God. Let us put your trust in you, God. Not in there, how about Sunday? Oh, but our trust all in you, God. And let you see God about that. Let us see your work in house. Every situation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That's your comfort, God. That's your first love in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Come out, Lord. Come to the most. Whatever we're in, let us come out, Lord, today. Let us be honest with you, honest with ourselves, God. We need you this morning, God. Break it this morning, Lord. Break it this morning. High note of come to the most. Break it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It'll come to the most. Come out. Come outside that. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to be to God. Walk into the nursing home, God. Walk into the high rise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I know the most. Oh, God, the one that's consecrated this morning. Walk into those things. In the name of Jesus, God. Begin to minister to their minds and their spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. soap and you get through with them, look under the whole thing. It would be all right. When they come out, there would be a new creature, a new God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's nothing too hard for you, God. We thank you this morning, God. I lift up every four corners of the world this morning, God. I ask you to cut the boat, God. Just have your way, God. Let a new thing begin in them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they won't have to ask nobody, but they'll know how about tonight that you've been there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning, God. Continue to sanctify our feet, God. Set us on fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your anointing this morning, because it comes to break every yoke, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you this morning. Have your way, God. Head of another boat, God. Oh, God, let us all magnify your name. Let all of us, because of our God, begin to thank you, God. Hey, glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Because all of us had a miracle this morning. The miracle that God allowed us to see another day, God. So we just thank you. We thank you, God. So these things, we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. And through your Holy Spirit, let us receive what you have for us in this corporate prayer. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now. Have your way. Have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. Right now, Lord Jesus, do it.
Yes, Lord.
In every one of us.
Move. Yes, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord Jesus.
Serve, shape, make.
Yes, Lord. Take all of our time now. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now.
Holy
Spirit of the living God. Touch internationally. Nationally,
yes, Lord.
And locally, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
move
Lord.
Right now, saturate
yes,
right now our
yes,
hearts
Lord.
And our minds and our thought process in you, Lord God,
Jesus, Lord.
Because in you that we live, move,
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, and have
hallelujah.
Our being on today.
Yes.
This
yes,
is
Lord.
The
Yay,
that you
yes,
have
it is. Yes, it is.
This is
yes,
the day
is.
For our turnaround. For
yes.
every promise
yes.
in the book,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus
yes.
that
yes.
your Holy Spirit
yes.
will supply everyone
yes.
of our needs. Glory, hallelujah,
Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holy
thank
Spirit,
you, Lord.
For coming
yes,
down,
Lord.
For touching, for loving. For caring,
yes.
for correcting,
yes.
right
yes.
now, Holy Spirit,
in the name
we
of
thank
Jesus,
you
Lord.
For leading,
yes,
teaching, and guiding right now, this
yes.
morning, on this
Ooh.
Thankful Thursday
yes,
morning,
Lord.
Holy
yes.
Spirit of the living God, move
yes,
without limit, move
Shoot.
Without order,
yes, Lord.
Move
Ooh.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, yes, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority here. No authority. But all power and authority through the Lord Jesus Christ that has been given to us, his sons and daughters, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Living
God,
to come to suppress
yes, Lord.
Every diabolical need that the enemy
Jesus.
Try to bring upon us
yes.
right now. And
I
we could,
Lord,
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we put to
Lord.
A curse every neck
yes.
that the enemy try to put around our neck. In the name of
Jesus.
And we thank you.
Break that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Everything that you have for
yes.
this morning,
yes.
that we will
Lord
receive
Jesus.
It. Oh, glory be to God. We will
Jesus.
Receive it
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
From the crown of our head to the soul
yes,
of our glory.
Yes.
We will
yes.
receive it, Lord God. We will receive it through you, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hey, right, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. We receive
yes, Lord.
It, Lord. Nothing.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing should be held back. Oh, glory be to God. Everything
yes,
all of God shall be supernatural and given
yes.
unto us. Your children.
Yes. Hey,
the children of Almighty God. On
not
this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And locally, we thank you from
yes,
the north,
thank
the
you.
East, and the west. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord. Hey,
everything,
yes, Lord. Hey.
Everything, every move,
yes,
every
Lord.
Blessing, every miracle,
yes.
sign, and wonder.
Yes, Lord.
Every
proud of us. Yes,
every
Lord.
Teaching,
yes.
In the name of Jesus that you bring this morning before each
yes,
and every one of us.
Hey, Jesus.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hey,
we thank
you,
Holy Spirit.
Thank
and you.
And
we give
Jesus.
You
the thank you, Lord.
Now,
hallelujah, Lord.
Because if it had not been for Jesus on our
my
side,
God. Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Where would we be?
Jesus. Oh,
where
Jesus.
Would we be?
Hallelujah.
But because of you, Lord Jesus,
thank you.
How overwhelming
yes,
that you gave us life, health, and strength
yes.
to
yes,
be here
Lord.
One more time. In the
yes,
land of
Lord,
the
hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus,
God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Now, we praise you, Lord. We glorify
yes,
and
Lord.
Magnify
yes,
you
Lord.
Right
hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
All
yes,
things.
Lord. Yes, yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord.
Thank
you,
thank
your
Lord. Yes,
you,
Lord.
Pray.
Yes, Lord.
And we glorify
Jesus.
You now. In the
yes,
name of the Father,
Lord.
Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
we give you
Lord
the thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, for Christ's sake. Thank you.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory. Nothing like the Holy Spirit of God. Moving on the inside of each and every one of us. Nothing like the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven as he was dispatched to each and every one of us. Glory be to God. So pour out this anointing on today. And we say thank you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are on today. Oh, glory, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you on this morning. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready to move forward. Amen. And bring forth our own Deacon Joe Jackson. Amen. And after that, the next voice that you will hear will be our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Deacon Joe, you got the wheel. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Another blessed day to be in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Smith. I'll be coming from Psalms 119, verses 25 through 32. My soul clings to the dirt, to the dust. Give me life according to your word, Lord. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Keep me your status. Make me understand the ways of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous work. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me. And graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to the testimony, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. When I told of my ways of the world, the things I did, the mistakes I made, and I called on you, and you answered me. You made me understand. And I meditated on your words. And all my sorrow that should have brought me down, all it did was strengthen me. I put the false things away. They were far behind me. Graciously, O Lord, I have chosen the way of faith. Let me run in the commandments of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank Deacon Joe for that scripture that he gave. God bless you, saints and friends. God bless you, peoples of God. It is, my God, a blessed day, and it is your blessed day. Amen. We just give thanks and honor unto the Lord. I give thanks and honor to my wife. Send a shout out to ADM family. I thank God for each and every one of you. Special shout out to individuals that listen in, spiritual daughters and sons, my God. South Africa, God bless you, Pastor Cecil. Amen. Letting us know that you are on. Amen. God bless our brothers and sisters, Virginia, sons and daughters. Thank God for you all.
Amen.
And we just thank God for all of you all that is just tuning in, my God, especially sons and daughters in different locations, different places, my God. But because it's time for you to get ready to start operating in the affirmation and operation of God. And I'm telling you right now, many of you, I know that you're listening, you're ready to get ready to start applying some different things. And first of all, come into some understanding. One thing about being applied, but start doing, applying different things of the Word of God, you first of all have to come into the correct understanding. You cannot apply things correctly and think you're going to get a great result if you don't come into the correct understanding. And that's what's happening with the body of Christ. So many of us, we thinking we're coming in the correct understanding to where we are not coming into the correct understanding with certain things, and we are not seeing the proper results or seeing the results, my God, that we hear or that we know or that we read about that what God can do. We got to understand. Now, you got to understand about the spirit realm. The results is not all the results that you think that should happen or you believe that it should happen. It's you believe, you think that it should happen. That is not the results of the spirit realm. So many of us getting disappointed with the things of God because it's about what we think that should happen, what we believe that should happen, that what we want to happen. Amen. You're going to have to take you, yourself, and I out of the place when you begin to engage into the things of God. First of all, let me take a side note, because that spirit and daughter, they're beginning to see now, they begin to hear. The first stages of you begin to hear and begin to see in things of God, this is what God do with you first. This is all this other stuff, people got their messages and all this kind of stuff. Oh, God send me a word to tell you the end is coming and all this. No, first thing that God does, he shows you the spirit realm. He begins to allow you to explore the spirit realm. He begins to take you onto the tour. So he'll show you different things of the world. He'll show you even, especially your beginning stage, you'll begin to see different things of the end time or the end of the world, the end is coming, and all that. So God begins to use to show you. He begins to talk to you as a friend. Engage you into what? Conversation. This is the place to where so many saints of God, so many people, my God, begin to abort or begin to develop a dysfunction. Why? Because individuals don't craft their development. Even not, sometimes it's not even individual. Their self don't craft their own development, my God, because they'll see and read certain things into the Bible, into the scripture, and they believe this is what it is.
not understanding that the King James or individuals that wrote the Bible, they did not write so many of individual process to get them to where they are right now. Some of the scriptures, and a lot of them, we're looking at a finished process. We're looking at an individual that have been through the process, understood what the process is, understood what's going on, and you're listening to a finished process. For example, Noah dealing with the ark, y'all hear me? And the ark, God began to speak to Noah very specific, giving him dimensions and different things pertaining to the ark, how to build the ark, y'all hear me? So what happened with that, Noah began to obey who? God. Noah recognized who? God. Noah did not recognize or did not contemplate or come into a position to where, I don't know if that's God. I don't think that is God. Why? Because Noah wasn't there all his life. Y'all got to understand this. It was a process that got Noah to that point. It was a process that got him to the point to where he distinctly understood, this is God speaking. This is not my mind playing tricks on me. This is not something crazy. Why? It's very easy to come into that place with Noah. That, hey man, you are crazy. Why? Because there's no rain going on, all this kind of stuff. Now you're a meteorologist. Now you got all this stuff going on. You are very crazy. This is things of God. God will do things, my God, that you have you to apply things in the natural. Y'all hear me? He'll give you first spiritual revelation, have you apply in the natural that it might not make no sense. No sense at all to your neighbor, to people, to your friends, or to who. Ever, but it makes sense to who? To you. So that is your first stage. And the first stage, you got to understand to take a tour. God wants to sit down and talk to you. Sons and daughter, He want to sit down and show you things, show you the spirit. He want to do things. That ain't the time for you to begin to run out. I'm a prophet now. Or run out, I got a message now. Oh, shout out, I got something to tell you now. That's why many of you mess up. That's where the enemy see that, hey, I got a little vulnerable young, and now today they get involved. Bigger than the flock. They're getting bigger than, my God, the herd. So now they want to go and venture out. They say they got it. In other words, y'all know about these. Sometimes we get some kids, or sometimes the kids go to smelling themselves. They ain't nothing but a young child, a young teenager. They get to smelling themselves, and they think they're grown. And next thing you know, they feel as though they can go and do this, because they got it on. Why? Because they don't even know the process, and you make it look easy. And when you make something look easy, they think they could do it. Because why? They don't know the process. All I got to do is just stay in the house and whatever. You don't know the pressure that paying bills. You don't know the stress that they got to go through living. Some people living from paycheck to paycheck. Because you don't know the process, and you're sitting in a revelation or you're sitting in a manifestation, that doesn't mean you understand the process. And this is what happened to so many individuals in the prophetic field, because they might sit the money. It might look easy, amen, but you still got to undergo the process. And the process, God want to treat you as a son and daughter. First of all, God want to get to know you. That's the part about being in a house. I'm going to show you some scripture this morning. Hopefully I can get into it, amen. That's the first thing about getting into the house of God. God, you cannot engage into the things of God outside of God. First of all, God got to bring you in. All this stuff that we as grown saints and being saints, the saints of God, we no longer new converts into the Christ. We slipping and sliding and dipping and all this kind of stuff here. No, your grown self is walking in and out the house, and you trying to walk in and out the house as you choose fit. And at some point, the parent going to get upset about you coming in and out their house anytime you feel like it. You better make up your mind. I don't know what parent that got structure in their house or rules and regulations that they're going to allow the child walk in and out the house when they feel like it. Whenever you want to do something wrong, you want to come in when you feel like it, leave when you feel like it, go when you feel like it. One thing about the Spirit of God, there is structure. That's number two. When He begins to reveal and bring you into a place of truth, that's the only reason why He's revealing to you the Spirit. spirit of him. That's the reason why he want to talk to you. He want to bring you into a place of truth, a place unknown. Unknown what? But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He that believe in him shall not perish, but what? Have eternal life. Believe is not a place from you don't read from the scripture. The scripture, Mother Helen said it very beautifully, that it comes alive. You got to understand that the word of God comes alive. Why? Because God then showed you a spirit. You understood what these individuals went through. So now when you come to a place of belief, or you're believing in God, you coming from a place of experience, not what somebody convinced you. And that's the problem what we have in the body of Christ. People are convincing you. People are convincing individuals of their gift, of their office, or your prophet, or you did, or you did. Nobody don't need to convince you. What's in you was already in you before you was born. My God, y'all hear me. My God, it's already in you. And that's what's happening in the body of Christ. We constantly need somebody to convince us. Why? Somebody convinced me that I was saved. Somebody convinced me that I was set free. Somebody convinced me. No. I can pray for you to be set free, but nobody don't need to convince you to be set free. You should got the revelation for yourself that who the Son set free is free indeed. And if you don't know you set free, it doesn't matter what somebody do, you will never be set free. You need to be convinced. Y'all hear me? It seems like now the body of Christ, we become, watch this, we become opioid addicts. My God, it's like I need a pain med for something. I need a pain med for this, pain med for that. I need a prescription for this, a prescription for that. And once the medicine wear off, what happened? You're right back into the same problem. You're right back into the same issue. We got to start self-medicating and putting temporary stuff in our spirit because we keep going back and forth. That's why many of us, we try to get a revelation as if here come the devil again. Here come the devil bothering me. Here come the devil doing this here. Here come the devil doing that. Because why? You've been self-medicating. The Spirit of God cannot convince you yet that you no longer are part of the law. I can show you in scripture. I don't know if I'm here on time this morning that you are a part of what? You are a part of Christ Jesus. You are a part of the Father. So whatever might go down, that doesn't apply to you. But y'all hear me. It doesn't matter what the government may want to do. It doesn't apply to you. Because why? The Lord is your son. The Lord is your salvation. The Lord is your shepherd. He is your follower. He is your God. He becomes your all in all. So it doesn't matter what goes on. Only thing that matters, I need to make sure that I'm in the house and I stay in the house. Y'all hear me? So you have to be in the house. First, he show you things. First, you see things. That's the baby. That's that baby stage, my God, that is called Gasco. That's the baby stage. Amen. So you begin to be curious about the things in the spirit, curious about this. Some souls try to grow up too fast, too early. Stop trying to grow up too fast. It doesn't matter how fast you want to grow up, how fast you think you got it, you cannot speed past the process of the spirit. God knows your set timing. He knows your set development. So, my God, let me sidestep to another side. Individual that is getting frustrated. You're getting frustrated because you feel as though you should be stronger. You feel as though you should have much. Stop getting frustrated. You just take a seat in God. God knows what he want to point to you. God knows what he want to give to you. My God, it's not all. You can get these big revelations, but yet your life is still in a mess. Y'all better hear me. Y'all hear me this morning. You can get all this answer, all this word, and all this here, but yet your life is still the mess. Or you could be a one that's just sitting on the lake or sitting inside of God, don't have much to say. You might not know the scripture, but guess what? Your life is flourishing. Your life is flourishing. I've never known that the Bible tells me that how much word I got inside of me, that's going to determine if I'm going to spend eternity with him. That's going to determine how many blessings that I'm going to get. That's going to determine. Stop fooling yourself. If you know the word of God, but you shall not apply the word of God, you still going to be in a stagnated place, but with a whole bunch of word inside of you. Because why? You have not allowed God to reveal heaven unto you. You have not allowed God, or you have not stayed in a place to where you sat down and allowed God to reveal who he is. This is why we got individuals jumping in and out of the church. They playing hot shot. They jumping in and out of their salvation. They jumping in and out of things because they did not allow God to reveal who he is to them. He was convinced by individuals trying to convince you. My God, y'all hear me up in here. You was convinced, my God. So because of you convinced, that's what it means. You constantly need somebody to keep convincing you. You constantly need to run into the next prophet coming into the next city. You constantly need the next prayer group to help pray for you. Baby, do you know that it's power, life, and death is in your tongue? The Bible says, I gave you the power to heal. I gave you the power to cast out. Do you know what power lies inside of you? But if you never go through the process for God to show you what lies inside of you, you're going to always wonder and ponder. You're going to wonder and ponder, is I'm in the right calling? Is I'm doing the right thing? Is I'm in the right direction? I hope this don't happen to my life. Is I'm at the will of God? Is God going to bring the judgment on me? What did I do to go through this here? Here comes the devil. Now the devil keep bothering me. Why the devil keep bothering me? Why this going on? You're going to have a million and one question that needs to go on. That is a sign that you've been convinced not by the kingdom, but by individual. Because when you convinced by the kingdom, and when God begins to show you something, it's just like a son or daughter and their parents. I know who my daddy is. I know who my parent is. I don't care. I might not see them for the rest of my life, but one time, it doesn't matter. I know who my daddy is. I know who my mama is. I know where I was raised. I know where I grew up at. I know what house I was in. Y'all better hear me. I know if that's my cousin's house, my grandma's house, mama Nim house, auntie Nim house. I know whose house where it was. Why? Because at one point you was introduced. You have to be introduced before you come into a place to say, I know who this belongs to. Y'all better hear me. If you never get introduced by the Spirit of God, you will never come into a place to where you say, I know who this is. I pray in the Holy Ghost that the Spirit of realm would hit the, that God would hit the reset button on many of the life and begin to introduce to you, my God, the Spirit of him. We introduce to you the kingdom of God. Now, that ain't the time to, for you to go and run out and say, Lord, guess what God's going to do? Oh, guess what I don't see? No, God is trying to take you on tour, trying to take you on tour in the spiritual things, for you will know that the spirit realm is what? It is true. It is true. I can tell you this right here, my God Almighty, that nobody, my God, like Pastor Smith. I can use Pastor Smith for example. I remember he began to share with me about some experience that he had. The experience of the spirit realm, not of man, not of natural, but of the spirit realm. Y'all hear me? So because of these experiences, guess what? You cannot shake our faith and tell me that it's not, I don't care what type of religion you might come with. I can care less what type of knowledge or what you want to drop that you want to come with. One thing that I will, you cannot erase the spirit, the experience that a man or a woman had. You cannot erase what was done to them. You cannot erase what happened to them. I don't care how much you grow or how your age might go up. Nobody cannot erase the experience that you had. Y'all gotta hear me. I understand. They say, oh, you got to forgive. Yeah, you can forgive, but you cannot erase, or you're not forgetting about what happened to you. You move on, but you don't forget things that impact your life. Y'all hear me? You don't forget. I don't care what anybody say. They cannot change my mind that it's not of God. The spirit realm is crazy. What you're doing is crazy. You can't change my mind. Why? Because the spirits, my God, that I had with the spirits that I had with God, with the heavenly places. So therefore, nothing could separate. When the Bible says, those that men of God say, don't let nothing separate you from where? From the love of God. Why? Because he understood that it's a place in God. It's a walk with God. This is real. This is true. This is something that, my God, I sat down. No, I seen it with my eyes. I heard it with for myself. He manifests in my own life. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost is going to begin to knock your, my God, your will, your ways out of the way, and you're going to see that if God been keeping you the whole time, you're going to experience that it wasn't so much of your $100 turnaround seed for 2019 that brought you into a place of revelation, but it was your relationship with God that you decided to take a seat, get folks out of your ear, humble yourself, submit yourself, walk with a teachable spirit for God to reveal who heaven is, for God to reveal who he is in your life. If you don't allow God to reveal, you're going to always come into a place of a struggle. That's why God deals with you at a very early, early age. Many of you right now, you can talk about or you can confess that I had some spirit at a very early, early age. Amen. That's the age where people say, oh, your mind playing tricks on you. You got imagination. No, God began to deal with you. How do you think? How do you think that Noah understand how to hear God's voice? Y'all about to hear me. How do you think that these men of God understand? This process is just didn't happen. They've been going through a process over time. Y'all hear me? Because God introduced himself at one point. God had to introduce himself at Moses. Other than Moses, he believed that he is God of Jacob, God of Isaac, God of Abraham. But one day, Moses went in a mountain, a burning bush, began to speak, and he said, listen, Moses, first of all, you're standing on holy ground. Anything where God shows up, it becomes holy, everything around you. Y'all got to hear me up in here. So in other words, God said, you're standing on holy ground. Moses had a what? Encounter with God. That it was life-changing. It changes his walk. It changes his life. It changes his what? Now, once Moses had that encounter, it doesn't matter what God told him then. Moses went and did some crazy stuff. Even though he knew Pharaoh, he knew what time it was with him. He knew that he was going back to the place that it could have killed him. They could destroy him. They could put him up on charges, stone him, whatever they want to do, my God of mine. He knew, but I'm telling you right now, once you have that encounter with God, you know that without a shadow of doubt, this is the Lord in my life. Baby, you can walk up into some situation, you're not worrying about what they think, you're not worrying about what they want to come with, you can walk up in a doctor's office, you're not worrying about what the doctor's thinking, you're not worrying about what they want to come with, because you know if God don't release you, God don't told you, God is with you, if God be with you, who can be against you? What problem, what issue, what situation? Y'all gotta hear me? What situation? Y'all gotta hear me? You could come with it, you could tell them, like they did with Moses. They could come with their tricks, they could come with all their schemes, they could come with this here, but at the end of the day, long as I'm walking with King Jesus, the soul ought to say, I don't need nobody else, regardless if I've been lied on, talked about, mistreated, long as I got King Jesus, somebody holler at your boy in the spirit. I don't need nobody else. This is why it's so very important for us to go back to the beginning stage. It's for you to go back to the beginning stage. Hit the reset button. Get everything out of your ear. Self-medicate it. Letting people medicate you. Letting people this here. Because one thing that I do know, my God Almighty, I don't need all this. I don't need to have to, I don't have to ask God to do this or do this for me because I'm in the house. He knows what to do. Let me tell you something. When you are in the house, you knew when your son or your daughter, if you have kids, not even if you don't have kids, your friend or your spouse, somebody you're in a relationship, you knew if they were sick. You knew if there's something was wrong. You don't look right, baby. What's all that sniffing? You have so many signs to tell you that this individual, something is wrong. Something is wrong. They got some type of germ or they got some type of sickness. Do you sit there and wait on them and say, yeah, I'm sick. Yeah, I'm. No. You already noticed that something is wrong. You already see that something is wrong. Your next movement to get the correct information for whatever's going on, you want to do what? To treat it. Y'all got to hear me. You just want to treat it. Do you think your Father in heaven, when you in the house with him, he don't know what's going on with you? Y'all got to hear me. He don't know what you not up against. You got to hear me. He don't know what you walking into. He don't know what you stepping into. And just like a parent, you got to hear me up in here. Whenever you need him to have your back, he got your back. He going to step in a nick of time. The songwriter say you may not come when you want him, but God will always be right on time. He'll be right on time. Hallelujah. So you got to go through experience to where God is revealing. Heaven's revealing. Go through the process. Go through the process. That's why many of you, you're having dreams, you begin to see, you begin to different things. You know, one thing about the process, God loves to show you at the end time, things happening at the end of the world, that you're on a tour. He's showing you things. Y'all hear me? He wants you to let you know that this is real. This is real. He is a God of realness. He wants to build up a relationship with you. That's how communication begins to start. It's like a tour guide. You begin to ask questions. What is this? What is that? What's that going on? What's that going on? He begins to talk to you. Begin to reveal to you, begin to show you different things. Y'all hear me? So you can what? Next thing you know, you come in the house. Long as once God reveal who he is unto you, it's no reason why you can't stay in the house. You don't stay in the house because you don't believe, number one, you're in the house. Or you can't stay in the house, number two, my God Almighty, you believe that you could do what you want to do, my God, and stay in the house. It doesn't work like that with God because the next thing he gives you is structure. He gives you structure of the kingdom. That's why people that doesn't have structure in their life, their life is all chaotic. If we didn't have no worldly structure or structure in the natural, we'll be all over the place. Well, if you're going to tell somebody, watch this, I tell you what, let me meet you at this place. And all of a sudden, they hung up. They hung up the phone and said, I want to meet you here. And you say, okay, I'll meet you there. And they hung up. You don't know what day they want to meet you. You don't know what time they want to meet you. You don't have no communication after they hung up, how you could contact them if something going wrong. Because of structure, of time, organization, my God, days, weeks, months, years, you're able to bring structure into a situation to make the situation what? More better, more organized, more focused. More easy. Structure is not there to kill you. It's there to make the walk more easy for you. Y'all hear me? So therefore, if somebody say, hey, I want to meet you somewhere, now you can say, what time? Where you want to meet at? Where, what day you want to meet? Amen? Now you got the proper information, and once you got the proper information, you can begin to do what? Execute properly. Even if you show up, that person ain't there. And when a person is not there and they told you to meet them, what would you say? You'll give them a call back, say, hey, I'm here. Where are you? Well, I thought, no, you told me to meet you here. You told me to meet you at this time. You told me to do this. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? You told me to do this. This is where God says, remind me of my word. Remind me. If you don't have the proper structure or the proper instructure of God's word, what are you going to remind God of? Inaccurate information? You're going to remind him of inaccurate information. Y'all hear me? In other words, the person God agreed on Monday, and you telling them, no, we're supposed to meet on Friday. No, I need to remind remind you, it's supposed to be Friday. You got the proper information. It says Monday. The devil can't even come at you once you get the proper information. You get the proper word inside of you. Many of you, you're throwing bones at him because you're throwing words, my God, that is not of God, but it's of somebody else. And now you're trying to recite. Now, some of this stuff is natural. Some of this stuff, watch this. Watch this. Remember, wife has something to come at us the other day. If we had a little attack trying to show up at us the other day. My God. But some people said this, but my wife said, we said, no, it's not so, because we have proper information. We have proper what? Documentation. We have proper documentation. If we did not have proper documentation, what they wanted to do, they would be successful. We didn't go and speak in tongues. We didn't go rebuke the devil. We didn't go, the devil is a liar. Shout out, Osha. Shout out, Abahaya. I need to fast. I need to get this monkey off of me. I need to go and do this. No, because our life is so structured. We keep certain important documents, my God, nearby, close by. What she did, when it got the documentation, sent it to the individual that needs to be sent to, my God. And what she did that, they responded back because what they wanted to do, tried to do, they responded back and said, I'm sorry, we can't do it right now. We can't do it. Why? Because we fought them with structure. Some of this stuff is not all about you speaking in tongues and you're blaming in devils. Get organized with your life. Get structure with your life. And when you're applying it, it doesn't matter which way he want to come. You always will hit him. That's reason why we got to be revealed of the Lord. And once we reveal who God is, what the spirit of him is doing, guess what we can do now? We can begin to do what? Something that it probably be hard for so many people. Sit down and truly learn. Sit down, learn the spirit by the spirit, not from individuals or certain things to where people feel so, oh, I got it. How can somebody tell you about the spirit realm and they just kind of see it into themselves?
No, I got it.
No, 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 amen. You got to begin to walk into the things of God. First stage, let God reveal to you. So many of you, God is revealing who he is right now. But you're messing up on that because you think he's trying to tell you about everything. Sit down. You're going to begin to learn, and you're going to begin to come in discernment. You're going to begin to have feelings. That ain't something for you to say, it's going to be plenty of things. Because as a child of God and a saint of God, God is not going to allow anything to sneak upon you. That's a son and a daughter. He's training his son. He's training his daughter how to see him. That don't make you no special. That make you have one up on the world. That makes you have an up on the world. Nothing they can do to you to surprise you. Nothing they can do to try to come across you that you have not discerned. He allows you to discern it because he needs you to take measures to it. Y'all hear me? You can, nothing, no weapon formed against thee will not prosper. Why? Because God already showed me what weapon tried to prosper, and we already dismantled. We already dismantled it. But you will never catch the revelation. If you don't allow God to take you through the stages, you just allow him to take you through the stages. And once you learn, you go through the stages. Once you come to the house, he's going to start giving you structure. That's where rebuking come in at. That's where correction come in at. That's where, like a baby, they go to put their hands in the light socket. What the parents do? That's why I tap their hand, move them, pull them back. Then they begin to put prevention stuff in place. Prevention stuff to block up the plugs. Keep the door on the cabinets locked because they don't want them to go into a place to hurt themselves. Saints of God, that's what your Heavenly Father doing with many of you in the spirit. He got things and he making things not preventing certain things from happening. My God, you getting upset because this door ain't open. Well, he probably was preventing you because he knew it did more harm to you than did a blessing to you. You getting upset because of what things is in your life. That's prevention. You got to understand the first next stage is structure. You got to understand the rules, regulations, the structure of the kingdom, the structure of God. If you don't understand the structure of God, the structure of the kingdom, everything is just going to be just like your vocabulary. The devil is on me. Some of this stuff is not the devil. Some of this stuff, because I'm not organized in the natural. I'm not making correct decisions. I'm not applying certain things. I have not sat down and tried to learn from individuals that has already begun ahead of me, that already have more capacity than I do. I fail to be a student, not only to the gospel, but a student also naturally.
Amen.
Then we get upset. We can't do that. That's scripture. God is balanced. He's just not a spiritual God, but he is also a God of this world. He is a balanced God. He's just not going to tell you something spiritually, but God, scripture even said it. Jesus said, when they were facing the king, if you keep the laws or the commandments of the Father, you don't need the commandments or the ways of Pharaoh. You don't need the things of the world if you do, because what? He's already balanced. He's balanced. God want to bring it in your life. I'm sorry I can't get into it so much deep. Time is winding up, but I really want to go there because, man, I got a whole lot of scriptures for you. You're going to blow your mind. I'm going to bring it on tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to tap into it some more. But I'm telling you right now, the first stage, he want to take you on the tour. He want to reveal himself to you. It's not all about, oh, you know, I had this dream. I had this dream. No, he got to reveal himself to you for you won't be in error. For you'll know that this is God and this is not of God. The Bible says you are rightfully divine, the word of truth. Why? Because you'll know the word. You'll know the word. What is this? What is the word I'm talking about? I'm not talking about King James Bible. I'm not talking about the NIV. I'm talking about you'll know the word. He is the word. The kingdom is the word. You'll know. You know, no, that's God. No, that's my Father. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, you could jump and run and shout. I don't been in many places where they really shout and holler. And I haven't seen, I haven't felt the God spirit came in. That's how people could trick you. You can't trick somebody if they know the smell of their father. Oh, I know my daddy. My daddy, he just liked to wear this old smile, old spite. He got this distinct smell. He got this distinct smell. I could close my eyes and I could smell them. Some of you, you know they, you know your parents. Oh, I know my children. I know who that is because I can tell where they walk. They walk with heavy foot. They say boom, 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 boom. Can you sense or tell when your father don't enter into the room? If you cannot say, well, Pastor, I can sense when he enter in my house. I can sense when he don't enter into my room. I know who he is. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't miss some steps of sitting and learning your father, sitting and learning the kingdom. You're not allowing him to show you who he is. Some of us need to go back because we miss God so much in even our Sunday service because we look and put pouts on our face. We cannot even receive him or give him a praise because we're so caught up in our situation. And when the king don't enter into the room or when the judge don't enter into the room, somebody got to, my God, somebody got to do you like the court. We all stand. My God Almighty, I don't need nobody to tell me when my father enter in the room to stand.
Amen.
You don't need to tell you to stand, lift up your hands, my God, when your father doesn't enter the room, because when he enters into the room, guess what? Everything that I was dealing with is going to go. Everything's going to be turned around because my father don't enter into the room. Your father is ready to show up on your behalf. I pray in the name of Jesus, individuals that was raised without a parent, raised without a mother, raised without a father. You don't understand the concept of the relationship. I pray that God will heal you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. For you can embrace the concept. For you can embrace kingdom principles. You will keep constantly trying to raise yourself. Because you constantly still trying to relive the hurt, relive the pain that you have not grown up with a mother or a father, or your mother left, your father left. They passed on early in your childhood life. You're constantly, you got to get, the enemy will hold you hostage in that area. Your father in heaven, he want to know you. He wants you to know him. He want to show you things. He want to tell you things. And I tell you one thing about it, if you could sit down and go through that process, it's not a day in your life that you won't be blessed. It's not a day in your life that when the Bible says, seek you first the kingdom of heaven and all these things, it's not a day in your life that he will supply your every need. It's not a day in your life that your needs won't be supplied. It won't be supplied. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody in the call of revelation and talk in the spirit. It is my prayer that you begin to engage into the things of God and allow God to reveal who he is to you. It is also my prayer that you'll come into the structure place of God to understand how the house works, how the house operates, what is tolerated, what is not tolerated in the house of God. I'm not talking about the house of God that you might have go to a Sunday service or your Bible study or your next revival in the natural, but I'm talking about the house of God as Jesus explained in my Father's house. There are many mansions. And after that, I want to begin. I'm going to tap into another area tomorrow. I want you to tune in tomorrow morning because in the house, you got many rooms. You got rooms of blessing. You got rooms of rest. You got rooms, my God Almighty, of prayer. You got your prayer room. You got many, in the Bible, it's called chambers. You got many chambers in the house. But if you don't never know how to go into the chambers or go into the house or maneuver in the house, you will never experience what you need to experience. You will never receive what you need to receive.
Yeah.
Some of us, it's a refrigerator right there in your house. You sitting in the living room, and you saying, you got a refrigerator full of food, and you're saying, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. The next question is going to be, why don't you get up and go into the refrigerator and grab what you want? But if you don't know how to maneuver, you don't know what is yours, what is access to you, you'll sit there with a house full of food and never, my God Almighty, attain what's in front of you. That's how so many of us is in the spirit right now. We're sitting with blessings all around us. We're sitting with peace and joy all around us. But because we really don't know how to access it and bring it into our natural, it's just sitting right there in a chamber, in a room. But the devil is a liar. This is one preacher going to show you how to get there, how to get it. If you're ready, God is ready to pour inside of you. I'm telling you right now, I'm so geared up and so hyped up from the things of God. And I'm telling you, it is your time, it is your season. And you will, my God, reap what God has for you. But we're going to have to go back to the beginning, and we've got to go back to a place. First of all, which many of you needs to be healed. And second of all, you need to understand that heaven don't want to reveal itself to you. That's why you're seeing a lot. You're having dreams. You're hearing them. Amen? Because he want to reveal itself to you. Amen? Then once he reveals itself to you, you know your Father. Now you need to learn the house. Some people don't even know the house, how the house is ran, what is for you, what is the benefit of being in the house. Once you understand that, guess what? You'll be able to maneuver in the house. And once you begin to maneuver in the house, my God Almighty, the sky is the limit. And what do the sky end? The sky have no end because not even my God scientists found the end of the sky. Listen, saints of God, I thank God for you. Many of you, you endured with us for a little while. Amen. I'm sorry I didn't get into it. I really gave you an introduction. It really wasn't the meat of the things that get into the word of God. But I'm telling you, if God keep releasing me, I'm going to keep diving in because I truly believe in this day and time, especially at the beginning, that once you really utilize this information, you learn it, you catch it, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to look at the spirit realm the same way. You're not going to look at things happening in your life the same way because you're going to interpret the things in your life, what the spirit is doing, not what the devil is doing, but what the spirit of God is doing. Amen? Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you again. Listen, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we're going to drop this thing. I'm going to try to come on very early, begin very early, if I could dig into this thing, get your notes, get your pencil and paper, begin to write, begin to take notes, I'm telling you, because it's going to bless your life. Listen, this is Apostle, my God, Pastor, your brother, your cousin, whatever you want to put me as, it's all good. All good. We thank God for you all. We'll see you, ADM family. We say we love you. We thank you. We see you, spiritual. I thank God for my South Africa. God bless you, Pastor Cecil. My God, Pastor Tony. Thank God for you, Virginia. Thank God for all of you. Amen. I feel you, brother. I got you. Amen. I'm going to do a step. Yes, I will. I got you. I got you. I see you. I'm going to text you. I'm going to holler at you guys. Amen. So I thank God for you all. I know it was good, but we got to end it. And I'm telling you right now, my God, I'm going to give you some more. I see you. Yes. Amen. God bless you all. But that's some just trying to text in, inquire in. But I thank God for you all. Get the message. I get the CD. Acquire the CD. Then you'll be able to get it. Amen. You too, Apostle. I see you. My God, South Africa. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you all. And I thank God for you all. Tomorrow morning, let's get some food for our soul, but we can keep prospering in the Lord. God bless you.